Okay, this welcome to our meeting, our special meeting. Tuesday, March 26, 2024, it's 11:32. A roll call, please.
David Hossi Sanchez.
Here.
Billy Smith.
Here.
John Buffington. Margaret Branch. Bob Petrie.
Here. Supposed to send the lead in, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The agenda. Second, Commissioner Petrie. We've got a motion and sentiment. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. There is a raising field presentation.
Okay. Good morning, honorable commissioners, and thank you for being here. Mr. Alamos, I appreciate you being here and I appreciate your patience, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right. As Commissioner Sanchez indicated, today is March 26, 2024. And the time is 11:32, and we are in the Albuquerque offices of the Gaming Control Board, where we hold our usual and special meetings. My name is Richard Bustamante, and I'm the in-house attorney for the State of New Mexico Racing Commission, and I will be overseeing this race objection proceeding. We will now begin in the matter of the race appeal of trainer and owner Armando Alamos regarding race number 9 that ran on March 16th, 2024 at the Sunland Park Racetrack. This race review is pursuant to NMAC Rule 15.2.5.14E, and the commission has appointed and the following three individuals are sitting as the race review committee. We have Vice Chairman Hossi Sanchez, we have Commissioner Billy Smith, and Commissioner Robert Petrie, and welcome, gentlemen, thank you. Pursuant to Rule 15.2.5.14E1, notice of the date, time, and place of this hearing was sent to the appellant, that's you, Mr. Alamos, as well as all owners and trainers who had horses in the race at issue, given that their placement of the horses may be affected by the outcome of this appeal. Those affected parties shall be given the brief opportunity to state their positions to the committee if they would like to. The race review committee shall review the official recording of the race at issue and hear from the person filing the appeal and their witnesses, if any. Thereafter, the presiding steward, Steward Larry Fontenot, who oversaw the race, and his witnesses, if any, will then present to the commission. The commission will have the right to question any of the witnesses, and Mr. Fontenot and Mr. Alamos can pose questions to each other as well. After the close of presentation of evidence and deliberations, pursuant again to Rule 15.2.5.14E2, the committee shall state its decision as to the merits of the objection, and then thereafter it'll be memorialized in a decision and order. Both the race, the commissioners and the individuals here presenting may address only the issues raised in their appeal. So at this point, let me ask Mr. Alamos and Mr. Fontenot to stand up and raise your right hand. You hereby swear that the testimony you're about to provide will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth under the penalty of perjury. Steward Fontenot?
Yes.
All right. Mr. Alamos?
Yes.
Okay. Steward Fontenot, do you have any witnesses you'll be calling?
Yes, actually, the trainer of the two horse, Mr. Ambaran. We'll be calling up on the phone. We'll call him on the phone, you know, to speak as part of it. And as far as I know, I think his job's going to be on the phone too. To sign.
Who?
Mr. Ambaran, that was the trainer of the two horse as well. His jockey that was on this horse.
Okay.
Jockey. If he's there, he wasn't there earlier, but he said he should be there. So he's going to be here.
Okay. And Steward Fontenot, we will swear those people in before their testimony. And Mr. Alamoth, any witnesses for you?
Jockey Emilio Tapios is the jockey of my horse.
And then I also have a opening statement I'd like to present to the commissioners along with Stuart Pontano, and I'll let the cross-examination this as well.
Okay. Okay. And Mr. Alamos, as the appellant here, you'll have the first opportunity to address the commission. That's our paralegal, Ms. Denise Chavez. She'll be running the videotape. There's a pointer there, and you can have the committee, the commission, watch the race as much as you'd like. Stop it, freeze it, rewind it, slow, et cetera, et cetera. So, Mr. Alamos, please explain to the committee, what you feel was done in error, and on what basis you argue the finish of the race should have been different than the results reached by the Board of Stewards. So feel free, sir.
Commissioner, can I present to you?
Let me interject one second.
Yes.
So there's three different things on there. We started adding on the four-way that we see upstairs, sometimes pretty bright, grainy, so we just started putting in there because it came up on voting tape. So you'll have the four-way up here, you'll have the fan shot separate, and you'll have the head-on separate on two other parts of the thing.
Okay.
That way, this will probably be new to you guys, seeing the all four shots.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
But that's what we have upstairs, but you'll have a separate pan, which is bigger, and then you'll have the head-on shot that's bigger too.
Okay.
And we're saying that the number one interfered with the number two. That's what it is.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Alamos, feel free to start with your opening statement.
Can I provide you guys a copy of my opening statement?
Sure.
Bill Holler?
Yeah, but
who looks I got two on the ground here? So.
You sure? I look at it. Wow, let's
You're only reading it anyway.
Thank you. So first and foremost, right, thank you, commissioners, and the Race Review Committee and attendees, right, for taking this time out of your guys' already busy day, right, to grant this appeal in a timely manner. I know this is super important, especially since these are trials and finals to the New Mexico State of the jury. I kindly ask that we all go into this hearing with the grace, which I have no doubt in that professionalism and a positive attitude. This is already a difficult situation. I am Ron Alamos, owner and trainer of the horse Heartbreaking Blondie. Will be representing myself today on March 16th at Sunland Park Racetrack, race number 9, trials for the New Mexico Spring Fraternity. My horse was disqualified from third place from an original placing time of 15.587 to fourth place with a time of 15.682. Original time placing my horse seventh fastest for the New Mexico Spring Fraternity final. Said disqualification is not valid for the following reasons. Both horses were dueling closely to each other. Number one horse, Heartbreaking Blondie, was already ahead of number two horse, Just Your Honor, when the slight bump occurred. Slight bump did not interfere, impede, or intimidate the number two horse since the horse did not move the stride. Jockey Porcanieto did not feel a loss of stride, nor did he feel in danger where he had to pull up. Jockey Porcanieto kept dueling and riding the horse since there was no impact. Jockey Emilio Tapia had his whip on the right side and was pulling number one horse in the correct direction away from the two horse. There was no jockey or trainer objection after this race. We could also argue that the number six horse intimidated and interfered with the number two horse since it drifted rapidly toward the number two horse. Both jockeys were interviewed on the morning of 3:17 by the stewards at Sunland, and I asked for the meeting notes to be disclosed for this hearing, since they're critical for this case. And also, of course, review the race. And then also, those cross examinations available as well.
Thank you. And Mr. Alamos, if you'd like to walk the commissioners through the race and what you see as problematic,
definitely,
et cetera, et cetera.
My horse is the number one horse, the horse that was disqualified. The issue was the number two horse. And just press play one time and then we'll go slow-mo. As you can see, they were dueling, and slight bump occurred right there. And then, as you can see, in the same time, the number six horse was also intimidating the number two horse.
These are two-year-olds, right?
Two-year-olds. As you can see, crazy two-year-olds are here, right? So we can play it one more time. We can slow down. Just a little bit right there. We'll just kind of just play by play if you can. So as you can see, yes, a slight bump occurred, but it did not impact the number two horse since the two jockey was kept on riding, kept on hitting, kept on whipping, etc. All right, slight bump occurred, I believe, right there. Jockey kept on riding. Six horse continue to further intimidate number two horse. And as you can see, my horse was already ahead of the number two horse before this bump occurred. I feel that there was no intimidation, interference, impeding of the number two horse since the jockey kept on going and did not pull up once a bit.
Let's see it head on. His head on, right?
Is his head on, yes. What happened?
You can see that six horses drifting crazy to the side. They're dueling, and one and two horse are dueling pretty closely to each other. And then, like as I mentioned in my statement, right, the jockey Emilio Tapia had his whip in his right hand, and then also was pulling the number one horse in the correct direction, away from the number two.
Welcome. Yes.
Fucker right there.
Thank you for the mic.
Correct. And then he's also pulling.
He's pulling. Pulling to left.
Correct.
He ended up running third.
Third, put it pushed back down to fourth. Yeah, and then the critical thing here is the time, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as you can see, the, I don't know if you noticed, the six horse continued to intimidate number two.
Who won the race?
Not sure who won the race. The 10?
The 10 horse won. The 10-7 won two of the original. 10-7 won the original thing.
Thank you.
And Mr. Alamos, if you wanted to call any witnesses, now's the time to do that.
We'll call Emilio Tapia, or should we call him through another way? Just a cell phone time?
You know, let's call him, let him know that we're in the meeting. And then I'll swear him in.
Okay.
This is the rider of what horse?
Emilio Tapia is the rider of the one horse, my horse. I believe Stuart Fontenot has meeting notes from their meeting on Sunday. They met, I believe they met with him.
All the stuff goes first and then we're going to him. But they're done with everything?
As of right now, yes, unless I get a call back from the witness.
Okay. And obviously, Mr. Alamos, at this point, if you have any questions for Stuart Fontenot, you can submit those.
I do. Give me the topics caller, Rebecca. Can you start with that? How are you doing? Hey, I'm here with this, the commission. Can I put you on speaker?
Okay. You can just set it there. Mr. Tapia, can I have you raise your right hand, please?
Yes.
All right. Do you hereby swear, sir, that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth under the penalty of perjury?
Yes, sir.
All right. Please state your name for the record, sir, and how you're licensed by the New Mexico Racing Commission.
Wait, can you say that? Can you repeat that,
please? Yeah. Please state your name for the record. And what type of licenses do you have from the Racing Commission? Okay. And what was your involvement in this race?
And came down a little bit on the
tool. All right. And Mr. Alamos, feel free to ask questions of Mr. Duffin.
Emilio, did you feel that you impeded on the outcome of the race for the number two horse?
No, sir.
No, sir. Can you explain the the situation as far as your ride from start to finish?
She took off and we're going and down the lane a little bit. I don't know if you guys heard a little bit, but by the bolt, and I intended my well, she moved down a little bit on him, and the tool burned there. And there was a little movement, but the number two said there was really no really infraction that he said that he felt that I bothered him. And upon that, it was just a little phrase that I think. And from there on out, the race got cleared out.
Okay. Did, can you summarize the conversation you had with the steward the next day?
About
the race? Yes.
Oh, there is with the two of them. They wanted the two to say that I didn't. It was an infraction of that I had bothered him.
Okay. What was my understanding is that you went in with Joffrey Pork and you have the right to the steward's office?
He said that there was no problem, but the steward had said that there was and for that it just came out of the series.
Okay. So Mark and Yeto admitted that there was no issue.
Oh.
Okay. All right. That's it, Emilio.
I got a question. Emilio, this is Larry Font, the steward. I'll be fine with that.
Commissioners, did you have any questions for Mr. Tapia such that Mr. Alamos should get him back on the phone?
No.
All right. Mr. Alamos, any questions for Stuart Fontenot or any additional statements? Excuse me?
After I present mine?
He can question now as well as later. Yeah.
I have a bunch of questions for you later.
That's fine.
The rules of the race, 15.2.5, specifically section 13, the running of the race, do those rules apply to all types of races?
To what?
Do those rules apply to all types of races?
Yeah.
So claiming, trial, et cetera?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Would you represent the other stewards in this?
Yeah.
Okay. So immediately after the race, I picked up the phone and called the stewards. Do you recall who answered?
No, I don't, because I was on the running back.
Okay.
It was probably That's probably Jeff Wax.
So I had called to object the inquiry of the steward's inquiry, and the response was just one word, okay. It's making it seem that the determination was made with my objection not being taken to place. Is that true or not?
No. Anytime anybody calls up, we do take it under consideration.
Okay. Just the answer was really short. So on the morning, kind of hard since Gary's not here, right? On the morning, the next day, the next morning, right, I went in to request the appeal, right? Steward Gary, what's his last name?
Darian.
He seemed kind of on the defensive and disturbed because I went to go ask for the appeal. Do you recall that? Okay.
I know you came in after a few.
Yeah.
I can help you on that.
Okay. And then Stuart Gary, he also mentioned, and I quote, right, if this were any other type of race, we would have disqualified you. Now, how is that possible if all the race, of all the rules apply to the same race?
I can't say that. I heard him say that. So.
But who said this? Gary.
Gary's our other steward.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There was just me and him in there. You're talking about Wednesday.
Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember him saying.
But all the rules apply to the same. The
rules apply to every race.
Okay. Can you disclose the jockey statements from the morning of the Sunday morning?
The jockey statements, which none written down. We watched an interview, which Mr. Ray Native Science was having a hard time understanding everything. And just going back and forth, he didn't say much. And we watched the films with everybody. And on that part of there, we came to the conclusion the only reason Emilio Tapio didn't get days because we put it on the horse, not on him. So he did everything good, and that's what we look at. The rider causes it all, or the rider and the horse, but it's just the horse.
Yeah.
And that's the reason he didn't get days on it.
Okay. The following day for the West Texas Futurity Trials, trainer Alberto Alcaraz made a job change from Port Nieto to someone else. You know why he dismissed him of that amount?
The only thing we asked him why he's making a change, they said they didn't want to ride him. That's all the day. But.
Can you disclose the phone call you made to Alberto Alcaraz after the jockey statements that morning? Or that someone from the
school made? I didn't talk to him that morning. Called him up and he was told that he was under appeal. And he said he was under appeal and I said, okay. And I said, the jockey came in, we had the films and everything. He wasn't understanding. We went from there and he said he did not say anything. I said, he wasn't understanding. And Cooper met him and he made the jockey change.
Okay.
That's all I know later. I think it was that afternoon or it's the next day they made that.
He made that. So James Jockey, Port Nieto, was dismissed the following day.
From that. That's their obligation to do what they want.
Is it... And we can ask this question to Alberto Amperon, right? And,
yeah.
You know, is it a fair statement? I mean, to say that because Jorge Nieto was speaking the truth about the mount, didn't you know he quote defend his horse? That's the reason why this was dismissed.
I wasn't part of that. That's their decisions. We make the changes after they give us a reason, and that's all that we.
What was the reason though?
He didn't. They said the owner didn't want to ride it. Right. That's all that was said to us, and that happened pretty often.
Good dose. Do you feel there's a type of retaliation on behalf of Umbron Board Sports Pork?
I'm not them.
Okay. We'll ask the question, Umbron.
That's a question for them. Now.
Okay. That's it, Commissioners. I have more questions for Alberto Umbron. What's up?
I go on with it. Okay, go on. All right, so. Let's just go straight to the.
What's that? I was going to talk about the
exhaust or elements.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just go to the fan. You can't see a whole lot.
And you
will go to the straight on. Which all races are the same, but we do take it in effect 2 year olds. Some they're green and stuff. I mean, we look at stuff on 2 year olds. Like I said, the reason he didn't get days, we put everything on the horse, not the rider. We didn't find him. So let's go ahead and run down a little ways. But here's the 6 out here. He was talking about with the 5. All right, just keep on going. All right, let's stop right here. Which the jockey just did say he came out on the 2. So let's just, right now, he's already starting to come out. Let's just keep on bumping it real slow. Coming out. Now watch the action of the 2 horse. Got some off stride. So we can go on with it. Yes, the six comes down a little bit. There might be a little contact, but the two beats the six. So the six is out of the equation completely. So this is what we've seen here. He did knock him off stride. Knock him out. You can see how far he knocked him out. And you got this. So they go on down the track. So that's the reason we took him down, because he knocked him off stride. After everything was done over with, we don't look at the times or anything except when a horse gets disqualified. But after all the official times were posted, the two horse got beat 0.006 for qualifying for the race. 0.006, like that. Didn't knock off stride that much. I mean, that there, I think, backs up our basis on taking a horse down. We didn't see that before what the time was, but after everything's printed, 0.006 from that horse qualifying. So from him, we could back up from him getting knocked sideways. I mean, that's just a snap. So for us, that even backs up our decision even more. The horse was hit and pushed sideways. And we know in trial races, the time makes up for everything, which even though it's trial, was another race, we still do the same thing. We would have taken him down. It was unanimous. And we hung up the inquiry. We called the jockeys. We have a problem all the time getting the jockeys on the phone. They went straight to the room. And it's noted in our thing. They went straight to the room. We come in the next morning, and like I said, the rider on one, we didn't put it on him, we put it on the horse. There's two different things. The horse does, or the rider does, or it's a combination of both. We didn't feel like the rider deserved days or a fine on this. That's 2-year-olds, and it was more the horse's fault. But when we go back and you watch, he does knock him almost right. He knocks him sideways. He knocks him completely over. Then he has to regain himself back up, and he does come back on a little bit more. And like I said, after everything's done over with, when we call up, we don't know what riders are or anything. I explained in other cases, we go by the numbers. And most time the jockey's on there, who we thought would do, what number. We don't look at trainers. We don't look at numbers. I mean, jockeys, names or anything, horses, we look at the numbers. And that's what we look at often. That's what we don't have, I guess, easy way to say, we really don't have a dog in a fight on that part. We don't get anything out of it. We just wanted to be fair. And these were 2-year-olds. And if you just go one more time to the head on, and we'll slow it down, you can see the horse gets knocked sideways.
And everybody knows. The intentions is that he cost a few horse for the ball.
Well, not at that time. I mean, he knocked them off stride. I mean, there was contact. Yeah. But what I'm saying is later on, after we watched that, after everything's posted, what backs up our thing even more, 0.006. I mean, when you get knocked off stride, I mean, you're talking about we're down to a thousand, what is it, hundreds or whatever, hundreds, thousand. That's, I mean, what I'm saying, in any other race, we were still taking them down. But that backs us up even more on qualifying race. And we watch, and he even admit that he comes out and gets close to the two. And they want to say that's a little contact. That's a little bit more than a little contact. He's hitting the left-handed right here, but he reaches up and grabs. It's going to be just a little bit more down the track. The two stands straight. The two's in his path. He's where he's at. So if we actually want to go to the same and impede, swerves, or whatever, must maintain his lane as straight as possible. Now the one's coming out. We can see the one coming out. One's coming out. One's coming out. One's coming out. Hits him here. Stop. Now where a horse is, knocks him completely, knocks him off. And the six, they want to see the six come down. Six comes down, two beats the six. Two don't do nothing. I mean, the six don't do nothing to the two. This is where everything is cost right here. Any other time, we would have taken them down in any other race. Now you see how he leans back over. He just gets back on stride. Six comes down there, and they were head-to-head. They were close to being head-to-head when he got it. So you do lose a little bit, get knocked off stride sideways. And we all know what the quarter horse is that. So that was what we based our thing on. Like I said, at the end of it, after looking at all the times we looked at, that's why I put it in afterwards. That backs up our decision even more, proves our point even more, why he should have been taken down for the 0.006. And it's like that. which we know in four horse racing, you're also, you just have a little bit, walk a little bit, any part of the race. It's a timing race. And then it was a unanimous decision. And we tried to talk to Doc. They went in a room. They ran the next day. And we had them in there. And actually, I think a couple of them really don't understand anything was that good, both of them. So we did that. And we said he didn't deserve the A's rider on the one. But he did disqualify. And it was a unanimous decision. We watched it over more. But we watched it numerous times. So even when upstairs, we watched it. But then that's pretty much I got. I got the trainer that wants to call.
Okay.
Commissioner's basketball question to the department.
Yeah. So you mentioned 0.006 by missing the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think the number six horse had to do something with that as well?
No.
Why not? It was
because he got knocked off stride before the six even came over towards him. This happened before the six horse, and actually the six horse don't hit him. He beats the six horse. He feeds him.
The impact
from the one horse.
Or the six horse to the two horse.
No, the one horse already caused it first and hit the two horse and the impact right there. And actually the six horse did not knock the two horse off stride or anything. They came close and that was it. And he beat the six horse. He was pulling away from the six. And actually he's gaining back onto the one horse. So all the incidents, what we're supposed to be looking at is where the one came into the two. And that's where they knocked him off stride, and then he had to regain himself and come back on. And like I said, we didn't base our decision off the .006 because we didn't even know.
You better finish or receive the two words either.
What's that?
Finish the race or receive the two words of either.
Then probably go back to the very beginning of it. See her head to head right here, boom, knocks him off
again. Six, sorry.
But said I can't say interference stops on the stride. I think that's a jockey careless or unwilling, such as merit and mouth to interfere with, impede, or intimidate any other horse. There was contact in here with the other horse, knocking them sideways. When the way is paid, a horse may be ridden to any part of the track, but if a horse swerves or is ridden to either side, such as to interfere with, impede, or intimidate, any other horse is a foul, and there's a foul. So if any horse may be disqualified in the opinion of the stewards, the foul offered the finish of the race, regardless of whether the foul was accidental, willfully, or the result of careless riding. In a straightaway race, every horse must maintain the position as nearly as possible in the lane in which it starts, which the two horse came out, which the jockey even admitted that he came out. If a horse is ridden, drifts, or swerves out of its lane in such a manner that it interferes with, impedes, or intimidates another horse, a foul may be result in the disqualification of the offending horse. So on that, he does come out. He didn't stay in his lane. He does come out. He does hit the other horse, which is good. Which rest of the thing is a cluster. Two is totally away from the one. There's daylight. Got ones coming out. Makes contact and it shifts the whole body. Now the horse is pointing to the right side instead of straight like he was running. And when he gets bumped, that's when the one horse pulls away from the two horse a little bit. When he bumps, when they were almost head to head when he got bumped. Sideways.
And Stuart Fontenot, the name of this witness?
This is Amperan. Roberto Amperan. And he might have four NHL signs with him.
And he owns what horse?
He's the trainer. He's the trainer of the two horse. He don't own it. He should have been. Mr. Amperan.
Yes, sir.
This is Larry Fine. We're here with the commissioners on your review. I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Bruce Monty. He has to swear you in real fast.
All right. Mr. Amperan, if you could raise your right hand, please. Do you hereby swear?
Yes, sir.
Do you hereby swear the testimony you're about to provide will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth under the penalty of perjury?
Yes, sir.
All right. Please state your full name for the record.
Alberto Amperan.
And how? What type of licenses do you have with the New Mexico Racing Commission?
I have a trainer's license and owner's license.
All right. Thank you, sir. Stuart Fontenot.
Okay. I know you can't see the film that we have here, so I want you to explain to the commissioner, state what you want to state to him, and we'll go from there.
Well, I just want to state that a little bit further from the gates, that one horse drifts out and knocks my horse out of the stride, you know, for a couple of, like, a step or two. And then a little bit further down the lane, if you see the front view, that horse, the one horse keeps lugging out a little bit, and then whipping that horse, he kind of intimidates my horse and he still drifts out a little bit more, you know. And for 0.006 seconds, I mean, that's pretty tight.
Okay, I got a question.
I really think it kind of knocked her a little bit out of stride for sure.
Okay, I have a question. We put up the inquiry. Will you state why, if you tried, or why you didn't put up a trainer objection?
Well, I can't explain to you that. I phoned in my own horses, you know, and by the time I get back and make sure everything's right and see the front view, because if you see the front view is the one you can really appreciate here, you know, like you can see the horse path, you know. So everything's so fast, you need, and I don't really like to put objection if I don't have to, you know. But like in this case, you guys already had put it, so I was just watching it when you guys decided, you know.
Okay.
But yeah, it takes a little while for us to make sure, like, to see the front view, you know. They put the side view, and then they put the front view. It takes a little bit, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like I'm saying, you know, I'm pulling my own by the time you get out of the way, get back, you know, and all that stuff. So.
But you did see there was an inquiry already up there.
Oh, yes. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Yeah, when the inquiry was on, I was watching it on my phone, you know. I was watching the replay on my phone, and I said,
okay.
I couldn't appreciate. I can see a little bit from behind the gates, you know, but you can't appreciate it like really, really good, you know, until you see like with time, you know.
Okay. Got any questions?
I do have a question. Hey, Red Boats Armando.
Did you hear that?
No. What was it?
It's Armando's gonna ask you a few questions.
Hey, Red Boats Armando.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
A few questions for you. The next morning, did you receive a call from the stewards?
What was it?
Did you receive a call from the stewards the next morning?
I don't know if it's the next morning or the day after.
Okay. What did they say? So they did call you. So what did they tell you?
That you guys were gonna appeal it.
Okay.
And I told them, well, they can appeal it, but I mean, if it's obvious, you can't see that you know that horse was drifting out.
So on the following day for the West Texas fraternity trials, you dismissed Jorge Nieto from riding. Why was that?
I missed that one. What was it? The next day, the West Texas.
The next day for the West Texas fraternity trials, you dismissed jockey Jorge Nieto signs from riding assignments on your horse favorite bar. Why was that?
Why was it?
Yeah.
because he didn't show up in the morning to, he left me with my horses packed up. He was going to take two horses for me and he didn't show up.
Okay. It wasn't because he stated the truth on the meeting with the steward that morning that, you know, he didn't feel lost track.
If that was the case, I entered one that day, I would have took him on that horse if he met this past Sunday. So
okay. So regardless, you retaliated against Jorge Nieto Sainz for not
I have an objection on that. I have an objection on that. The verbal objection on what happened about the stuff that goes on
my horse stepped up in the morning and I was pissed,
Okay. All right.
And you can ask exemption. You can call exemption and make sure.
Did you feel the number six horse impeded upon your horse?
Yeah, he did too, but he didn't hit the horse, so it doesn't make any difference.
So the six horse did impede upon your horse?
The six horse what?
Did impede upon your horse.
So that means he bucked me?
Yes.
Yeah, you both did.
Okay.
But the one horse did first, and then he did second.
Okay. That's all I have, Commissioner Stanley.
Commissioners, any questions for the witness?
Let's go on. Mr. Hanbrand, do you think the bump that the one horse gave you actually cost you knocking you off stride?
Oh, that was for sure.
Okay.
He was still there to down, and my horse was kind of intimidated too, but she was running, but she was kind of looking out for that other horse,
Okay, I don't have no more questions. Do you have the jockey there with you, Nathan Sainz?
It cut off a little bit. Excuse me.
Do you have your jock there with you, Nathan Sainz? However you say it.
No, he left there
anyway. Okay. All right. So I don't have no more further questions or anything.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you take us into the closed session, please?
Okay.
I have a closing statement, Commissioner. First of all, thank you guys for taking the time, right? Again, I feel like there's a lot of aggravating factors, right? So I'm sure you guys, caught on during cross examinations. I think there's still some gray areas with the jockey of Jorge Nieto Sainz, right? And the steward's notes not being disclosed for the following day, where he did mention that he felt that he did not lose stride. So I think there's a little bit of gray areas in that aspect. Again, right, no objections were placed by the doctor, the trainer at the time of the race. As I mentioned earlier, right, I feel that the number two horse did not shred either. But thank you.
Okay, my closing thing is real fast. A lot of times in Florida horse racing, which we all know, horses and jocks get slammed sideways, will not make an objection. And yes, the stewards do tell them, we do tell people when there is a appeal. Everybody gets notified, especially the one person that got affected and everything. We do tell them that. And with reviews, when we watch the films, that there is a report, much time the report is if we take sanctions against the rider. And that's when that's done there. And that does go with all three stewards and our decision to take them down with that film.
Okay. And gentlemen, what will happen is the commissioners are going to deliberate in closed session. We'll go off the record. You can just sit out in the lobby, and then we'll bring you in, and the commission will announce their decision. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. Fontenot.
Are you going to go into do the closed session?
Yes.
And we got to do a roll call vote.
And commissioners, I understand at this point. Yes, I'm going to move you into. We have to do. Yeah. Commissioners, I understand at this point the commission would like to entertain a motion to enter into executive session to discuss licensing matters and for deliberations in connection with adjudicatory proceedings as identified in the items under the agenda in accordance with the Open Meetings Act, Section 10-15-1H1-3-7. Do I have a motion to that effect?
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll calls out.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, now we're closing.
Okay.
Okay, give me 1 second to turn everything off.
Okay.
So let's go English.
Are we back on the record, Denise?
You need to bring us back.
Okay, so we're recording. Okay.
Oh, wait, let me get my phone.
Okay.
Unfinished new business and or items.
Okay. And we are back on the record after
recording on?
Actually, that one is with electricity, but we've got two recordings going on. So just for the record, I swear and affirm that the commission in closed session discussed only those matters listed on the agenda and no decisions were made. And so now we're back into open session. And Commissioner Sanchez, if you could take us regarding the decision on the motion for expedited hearing.
Okay, that's eight.
In the matter of race appeal of trainer Xavier Rodriguez of Sunland Park Board of Stewards decision for race number 11 that ran on March 17th, 2024 at Sunland Park Racetrack. Regarding Mr. Rodriguez's motion for an expedited hearing, it is my understanding that the commission would like to deny Mr. Rodriguez's motion for an expedited hearing, as there's not enough time to get that hearing completed before the races run. And the commission needs to follow its own rules.
We make a motion on that.
That was the motion.
Okay, I'll move Commissioner Smith. Second, Commissioner Petrie. Got a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Should that have been a roll call vote or not?
You know, out of abundance of caution, let's do a roll call vote on that, please.
David Hossie Sanchez.
Here.
Billy Smith. Bob Petrie.
Yes.
All right. The motion carries unanimously to deny the motion for an expedited hearing. And honorable commissioners, I understand that Ms. Chavez is going to voice a motion regarding the race appeal of Armando Alamos.
In the matter of race appeal of trainer/owner Armando Alamos of the Sunland Park Board of Stewards decision for race number 9 that ran on March 16th, 2024 at Sunland Park Racetrack. It's my understanding that the commission would like to uphold the steward's decision, as they believe that the number one horse impeded the number two horse, costing the number two horse a better placing.
Second, Commissioner, motion and second, favor. Roll call vote.
David Hossie Sanchez.
Yeah.
Billy Smith. Yes. Bob Petrie.
Motion carried.
Okay.
Anything else?
And Mr. Alamos, just to let you know, is what will happen is a decision in order, written decision in order will be reached on that. It will be signed by one of the commissioners, and we'll send that to you for your records. I think we have your email address.
Okay.
But on behalf of the commissioners and Stuart Fontenot, we appreciate you being here, and we appreciate your patience for us starting a little late.
Thank you, commissioners. Regardless, we'll be ready to the consolation.
Yeah, that.
Thank you. Okay, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Gentlemen, please be careful.
Take care.